there are three main different types of. So really there are three main different types of female narcissists, and each of them is going to do certain things in order to kind of hook in good supply. So the first type of female narcissist is going to be the sexual narcissist. Now, when people tend to Google female narcissism, this is probably like the biggie that keeps coming up. This is the female that is obsessed with her appearance. This is the female that's going to lure you in with her own sexuality. This is the female who is going to make you feel absolutely amazing. They're going to be very much into you physically. They're going to rush intimacy in the relationship. So what she's going to bring to the table that you're going to love is her sexuality. She is going to bring that sex appeal that's going to make you either feel like a man or going to make you feel like such an admired or desirable female. Now, I think sometimes with certain types of personalities, if you are unhealthy yourself, you're going to eat this up because you're going to think that she admires you, or you're going to think that she's doing all of this for you or to you because she respects you, because she loves you, because she admires you, because she wants you, and she's not doing it for any of those reasons. And I think that's really where kind of like the trick comes in, is that you think that this is genuine and it's actually not. What's happening is she's doing all of this because she actually knows that you want it. So the minute she started expressing the sexual desire for you, or you know, looking like the trophy wife, and you were just eating it all up, then she begins to create a pattern in her mind that says, look, when I do these things, this is what's gonna hook this person in. So any narcissist is always going to kind of read their audience, and they're going to know, what does this person want from me in order for me to get supply from them? So this is just the game that they're playing. They're always fitting and turning themselves into different types of molds to fit what the person or the environment desires or wants from them. So in the beginning, she's always gonna make you feel like the most important person in the room. She's always going to seek you out and make you feel absolutely amazing. She's gonna give you a lot of attention, whether it's physical attention, sexual attention, it doesn't matter. She's going to desire you in such a way, because essentially what she's doing is grooming you. Now, one of the really big red flags with this type of person is that there's so much sexual energy, there's so much intimacy, there's so much emphasis on physical appearance and how she dresses and what she's wearing and what people think of her in that way, but you're never gonna get like a deep conversation out of her. So once that kind of excitement really starts to not just dwindle, but when you start to just also want to become friends with a person and you're kind of giving and sharing bits and pieces of yourself, you're gonna notice that you're not really getting the same in return. You're not really getting her devouring herself to you, being vulnerable with you, having those deep conversations with you. Everything is going to start to appear to be very surface level. If you are not aware of this, then you're going to completely miss this huge red flag, which is you're lacking intimacy in your relationship. Now, once she kind of like lures you in and makes you feel amazing, she's gonna start kind of twisting things around. And this is really where the cycle of abuse actually starts coming into play. So she's hoovered you, you've absolutely fallen for her, and now she's gonna start to do basically some shady things. She's gonna start flirting with other people. She's gonna start going on trips without you. She's going to slowly start to kind of pick away at a little bit of that insecurity that you already had. But she's gonna start picking at it, because what she wants you to do is to become so insecure that you are very dependent on her. She's basically now your drug. She wants you to be jealous, because then she knows that she has a hold over you. And if she has a hold over you, then she can get more of what she wants from you, because you're gonna be willing to look the other way when she does things that normally you would 100% not be okay with. So the next type of female narcissist is going to be what I like to call the perfect wife. Not the trophy wife, but the perfect wife. So the perfect wife, the great mother, the mother of your children. This is just the woman that you're just like, oh, this is the kind of woman that I've wanted my whole life. She's perfect. So this is the type of female narcissist that's going to appear to be the perfect wife, appear to be mother of the year. This is going to be Betty Crocker, Mary Poppins, whatever you want to say, whatever analogy works best for you. But this is the perfect whatever in public. not the perfect woman that's actually home with you, with the kids, with the family. So from the outside looking in, she looks like mommy of the year. But in the home, she is completely unable to actually emotionally connect with her kids. She is completely selfish, and her life really revolves around what she wants to do, what works best for her. This is the mom that you'll see that is dressed to the nines, and her kids look completely the exact opposite. So you'll see this person taking a family picture and she's completely dolled up and the family has on like wrinkly clothes, for example. She took very good care of herself and didn't bother to really care and nurture her own children in the same way. She didn't give her husband or her children or whoever the same amount of attention that she gives herself. Now, there are going to be times where, yes, we put ourselves above our children or our spouse, absolutely, that's going to happen. But with this person, it happens more than often. So a good mother will 100% put herself first, but she always will put her children ahead of herself because she's selfless and she loves them unconditionally and she wants the best for them. But when she knows she needs to take a step back and take care of herself, she will absolutely do that. This is kind of like the opposite. And really, when she starts doing the opposite, or when she's in that mode of always taking care of herself and then giving the leftovers really to the children or the family or the spouse or whatever, the reason why she's even doing that is because now she fears what the children will think of her, what her spouse will think of her. She still is not even doing it for the right reasons. She is the mother that will book all the play dates, schedule everything out, but then never really carve out time with her and her children one-on-one. So she's always looking to like fill up the book. She's always looking to like book things and schedule things because she doesn't want to stay home and just be with the kids and spend quality time. She doesn't know how to do those things. And this can be the same thing, or this can be true also for a narcissistic father. And I think you see it with both genders very often. I think sometimes we typically hear more about it coming from the father, the narcissistic father, than the mother. But this is 100% a trait of a female narcissist being the perfect mother, meaning she's doing all the right things, but she lacks the intimacy, she lacks the emotional connection with her children and with her spouse. So let's talk about narcissistic exes. So, thank you.